Your concussion patient has been referred for vestibular rehab. What is that exactly? Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today we have a slightly longer bite than usual, more of an entree perhaps. In episode 3, Dr. Kevin Bell referred to vestibular rehab in the treatment of concussion. So to learn more about this, I asked physiotherapist Ronan Booser to take me through what he does and why. So I am here today with Ronan Booser, who is a physiotherapist based in Hamilton. And as well as being a general physio, he also has undertaken some extra training in vestibular rehab. Now, you'll have heard, hopefully, Kevin Bell talking about concussion in episode 3, and he mentioned vestibular rehab. And I think it's important that we're aware of this treatment modality for our patients and understand a little bit about what goes into it and what it involves. So Ronan's kindly agreed to talk to us and answer a few of my questions. So thank you, Ronan, for agreeing to do this. It's very kind of you.
Thank you, Guy, for having me.
What I'd like to just start off with is just saying, what is vestibular rehab? I think that's the best place to start.
Yes, what I'm going to, probably the easiest way of explaining it is by explaining the anatomical component of it. So the vestibular system itself is within the inner ear, and it's got three main canals, and they're semicircle canals which go in different directions. You got the posterior, the horizontal, and the anterior. And within those canals is a dense fluid. So what happens is that you got hair cells, which essentially are like sticky outy branches inside the inner ear, and when your body moves in space, the fluid moves a bit slower than the rest of the cells, and which makes them bend like a tree in the wind. Depending on which way the tree bends or which way the hair cells bend, either excites or inhibits the system. So that tells the brain and also the visual system which way you're moving. So you've also got two other areas inside the vestibular system which they pick up on acceleration, which can be either horizontal, like taking off from the aeroplane, that kind of feel where you can push back, or vertical, where like when you're jumping up and down. And they all feed back again to the brain to understand sensation of space, but also to adjust your eyes accordingly so that when you are jumping up and down or whatever the case is that you're still focused on the task. So what happens is in those areas that you have these acceleration areas, so it's called the utricle and the saccule, there's little crystals which lie on top of the hair cells. And these crystals, they sometimes, when you have a trauma such as a concussion, can be dislodged and relocated into one of the canals, one of the other three canals, the semicircle canals. So when they get relocated into those canals, the hair cells I was talking about before can be bent into a position which the brain perceives as movement is still happening, even though it's not, because that cell is being either excited or inhibited. So when then you move, that because of the density of that substance, it causes the sensation of movement even sometimes when you stop moving because that crystal continues to move. So I guess that's kind of a bit of a quick summary of what the vestibular system is. And then that kind of brings to the vestibular rehab component is that you want to try now move that crystal, which is essentially exciting or inhibiting these hair cells, back into the correct position so that it's not giving you that sensation.
And in terms of how you go about doing this, what can our patients expect when they come for vestibular treatment with yourself?
So often the patients will come in talking about a feeling that the world's spinning or that they're spinning around the world and they can't control it. It's gravitational, so it depends. They could be turning in bed, or they could be getting in and out of bed, or they could be just bending over to pick up something off the floor, and suddenly they'll get this feeling of what we call vertigo. And simply put, vertigo is the sensation of movement when there isn't any. So often they'll talk about feeling unsteady. They could be frequent falls because they feel like they're moving even though they're not, and they're trying to adjust for it and trip or fall. They can have issues with the visual system because, like I mentioned before, the inner ear or the vestibular system does work on how the visual tracking system works. So if there's a misinterpretation there, then you'll feel like you're moving even though you're not.
And these patients who have had a concussion, more likely than not, from our perspective in urgent care, will have been referred on to somebody like Kevin Bell, the sports physician, or through one of the ACC concussion services. And that's how they then end up being referred on to yourself. So ACC will cover the treatment if it's for concussion, if it's been coded as concussion, is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. So what happens is, for a simple sprain of the neck or anything like that, we can't officially treat the concussion component of it. So if a player, a rugby player, netball player, whatever, or anyone in a car accident, if they have been to the GP or the sports doctor or A&E or whatever the case is, as long as they've got the code for concussion, then we can treat vestibular problems through ACC.
And how long does it normally take to, is it a spectrum of time, have you found, or is a fairly standard time frame that your treatment covers?
So the great thing about the vestibular rehab, and this is where I really like it, is if vestibular issues is the problem, then it's a very effective tool. It takes 2 to 3 treatments and you have 80 to 90% recovery from those two to three treatments. The test itself is relatively easy. It needs to be done, and it's called the Dix Hall Park test. So a patient is in long sitting in the bed. You'd get them to turn the head to 45 degrees in either direction, and you bring them back over the top of the bed past neutral. And you're looking to see if they get nystagmus. So nystagmus is an involuntary eye movement in a direction. And that's because that crystal, which I was talking about, is causing those hair cells to be activated, causing the eye to twitch, essentially. So that's what you're looking for. And they'll also talk about the feeling of wanting to fall off the bed, or dizziness, or that, or sometimes even they can sometimes even throw up with that, if that's the extent of their dizziness. And then from there, then we kind of go on to the treatment, and the treatment is a very easy, easy treatment to do, and it can be done within one session. And after that session, a handout's given and they can do home exercises that replicate the treatment within the clinic.
Kevin also mentioned that the neck has a component in concussion. For him, a lot of people have concurrent neck injuries. Do you get involved with treating them at the same time as doing the rehab? Since you're a physio, are you managing those at the same time?
Very much so. So dizziness or vertigo, or any of these kind of symptoms, can come from different areas within the body. So as you just mentioned, we got the proprioception of the neck, the feedback loop there. And after you've had a significant trauma to the neck, the information going to the brain can be a little bit fuzzy. So yes, treatment of the neck is very important, and we do that. Other things that we also got to take into account is balance. So if somebody's feeling unsteady on their feet, it could be because their balance is off as well. So we've got to make sure that we assess their balance. And it's another area which we also look at and I treat as well is looking at the visual oculomotor movements. So how the person's ability is to track movement. A lot of it can be an issue with concussion, whether they overtrack, so they when they're watching something go past, that they go shoot past it, or that they just physically can't take on that information and process it. So we can do exercises to retrain the visual component, the balance component, the neck. So there is a multiple kind of area that we look after, and I guess it's about teasing out which of those areas are the problematic area. But the good thing with the vestibular side of things, you do one test and it tells you straight away whether vestibular is a component or not.
Okay, but you're managing the other all of those components together. So the crystals within the canals there is one part of it, but you're saying that there's a few different components that all contribute to the treatment. And as I mentioned, you are a physiotherapist. Is it primarily physios that do vestibular rehab, or are there any other healthcare professionals who get involved?
Yeah, so occupational therapists can be involved. They'd be more for the cognitive side of things. Neurologists are the other professionals who typically would be trained in this area. But the majority of us are physiotherapists because it gives us the ability to, if the person comes in, that we can treat the vestibular, the balance, the neck, and all those other components that we talked about in kind of one setting.
And will people be referred to you with non-concussional dizziness? Because we do see people with the sort of benign positional vertigo and do things like the Dick's Hall Pike and Epley manoeuvres. That's something that certainly in general practice gets done a lot in the more elderly population. I guess is that something that you would also get involved with? It's not specifically just those who've had a head knock.
No, very much so. So if we look at the kind of stats, there's only 25% of those that are more the traumatic component side of things. 70% of those are non-traumatic. So a lot of there's a study that came out that the thought is it could be as high as 40% of those that are above 70 years old have vertigo. And then the question is, all these falls that we're getting from the elderly, could there be a component of vertigo which we could treat, which would reduce the chances of those people falling and fracturing their hip or other issues? So it is an area that probably can and should be utilized a bit more, and especially since the test is so easy to do.
Excellent. So concussion obviously was the reason we got into talking about this, and that's something we do see through urgent care a lot, but we also see elderly people who fall and have fracture their wrists, etc. and it's prevention is obviously better than cure, so it may be that getting these sorts of patients through services such as yours might be a wise thing going forwards for those frequent fallers that we see through urgent care. So it's good to know that this service exists and that there's options for people who are suffering with vestibular problems post-concussion. And I think you've outlined everything very well there. So hopefully those of us in urgent care now have a little more awareness of what goes on, and hopefully we can help our patients on their road to recovery. So thank you very much, Ronan, for your time today. It's much appreciated.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for giving me the chance to talk.
Many thanks to Ronan for taking the time to talk us through vestibular rehab today. He works at Lisa Hansen Physiotherapy in Hamilton, so my thanks also to Lisa for getting us together. If you have any questions or comments or suggestions, please email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz or head over to the Facebook page and comment there. Please also take a moment to subscribe to the podcast with your podcast app if you've not already, and do please share the podcast with your colleagues on social media. And if you have any topics you'd like covering in any of the podcasts, or if you'd like to contribute to the content yourself, please get in touch. We'll be back next week with episode 4, so I look forward to seeing you all then. But for now, thanks for listening.